This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 26. Prayer. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 6. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In my work as a college chaplain, there's rarely a day when I'm not asked to pray. Most students also express gratitude when I pray with them and for them. I often find they are crying when we finish praying. But what is prayer? And does it do anything more than make us feel better? A hymn writer, James Montgomery, wrote, "Prayer is the soul's sincere desire, uttered or unexpressed, the motion of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast. Prayer is the burden of a sigh, the falling of a tear, the upward glancing of an eye, when none but God is near." Why pray? It is the most important part of our gratitude to God for creating, redeeming, and sustaining us. It's at the top of our good works we offer to God. God isn't looking for fancy prayers from His children. He's not looking for keywords and phrases that follow formulas. God simply wants us to pray from the heart, acknowledging that He is the one true God who will not share His glory with another. God wants us to come to Him with humility, expressing our reliance on Him for life and breath and every good thing. When we come to God in this way, He promises to hear our prayers and to answer them in ways that are often better than we could imagine. Pray with me. Father, we come to You with praise and adoration. Thank You for Your amazing love and care for us. May our lives be a never-ending prayer of gratitude to You. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.